Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, it's Thursday, and with a 4th of July holiday weekend ahead of us, it's time for our weekly Arts Picks. And joining us now to help us with that is Joel Brown, correspondent for the Boston Globe and editor of HubArts.com. Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So the first big weekend of summer is upon us. What do you have for us in the world of arts?
Well, let's start taking off that last piece. The MBTA isn't exactly poetry to everybody. Improv Boston and Central Square starting tonight. There's Tea, an MBTA musical. This came out of a 7-minute piece that a woman named Melissa Carubia wrote for a sketch group at Improv Boston. And they said, no, this sounds like a whole musical to us. It's a little Alice in Wonderland, Wizard of Oz thing where three young people go out on the tee in search of the man behind it all and find out the truth about themselves in the end, I think.
All right, well, let's listen to a clip. This is Tea from Improv Boston.
It doesn't take much to bring the subway down, but that doesn't mean you can't get across town. Oh, it's a sad, sad day for the MBTA if we fail a customer in any way.
We can't handle it. We can't handle it. We can't handle it.
Okay, so that's Tea, which is about playing at Improv Boston. Well, Joel, since we're talking theater, my first pick is a one-man play, which is playing through Sunday at the Lyric Stage in Boston. It's called According to Tip, and it's about the late Speaker of the House, Thomas Tip O'Neill. We interviewed Dick Flavin, the playwright, on this program a while back, and here's a clip from the show, from a performance from 2008.
I'm a politician. Been one all my life. I've loved politics from the time I was a kid. Back in those days, before radio and television, politics was a kind of an entertainment. People would turn out for rallies by the thousands. Everyone was so proud of this nation. Politics works better when it's a participatory sport. It's a lot more fun to play than to watch.
What do you think, Joel? Did he convince you?
Sure.
Pretty good. So what else is on your radar for this weekend?
I'd recommend everybody get down to the Boston Playwrights Theater on Saturday night and get their zombie survival training with the group New Exhibition Room. This is a fundraiser for actually a zombie double feature that they're planning next year. Apparently it takes a lot of makeup and ragged clothes to put a cast of zombies on stage. And they're going to have a variety of events like how to domesticate a zombie, zombie mythbusters, and even a zombie love ballad at this evening, which is a fundraiser for the production.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Zombie survival training, that's at Boston Playwrights Theater this weekend. All right, well, I'm going to mix things up with my second pick, so to speak. This is an exhibit that I was reading about at the Rhode Island School of Design about cocktail culture. And I was reading about it today, and the exhibit has more than 200 artifacts dating back to the 1920s, like cocktail dresses, cocktail shakers. But what I think is most interesting is how it traces some of the big social changes that came out of the Prohibition era. For example, Prohibition, I don't know if you maybe knew this, Joel. I didn't. Prohibition was the first time men and women really started to drink together. Before then, men would drink alone in saloons. So I think that might be worth a trip to Providence. Again, that's at the Rhode Island School of Design. It runs through July 31st, cocktail culture. So before we finish up, Joel, you have one more pick. What's that?
Well, yeah, everybody knows that July 4th, the Esplanade, the Boston Pops, the Cannons, the fireworks, and this year, for some reason, Lionel Richie. I'm still a little puzzled by that choice, but he'll be out there with Michael Chiklis, who's a Lowell native and a star of The Shield, will be hosting the event.
So, Joel, Lionel Richie, what's he going to be playing? Anything we might recognize, for example?
I have a feeling we will be seeing thousands of women in Statue of Liberty costumes dancing to All Night Long, which is one of his big hits that I'd bet my bottom dollar they'll be playing.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's listen.
We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
A lot of folks are sort of reluctant to brave the crowds on Monday night, despite the chance to be on national TV and all that. And what a lot of people I don't think know is that they do a rehearsal of everything but the fireworks on Sunday night, complete with Lionel Richie, if that's your thing, and cannons for the 1812, the whole show. And while it's still a pretty big crowd, I think it's a lot easier to get around and maybe a better time to bring the family if you're concerned about the huge crowds on the 4th.
Well, that's a great suggestion. Joel Brown, arts correspondent for the Boston Globe and editor of hubarts.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
And to get us all in the mood for the coming holiday weekend, let's go out on the Boston Pops playing Stars and Stripes Forever. And you can find more information about our weekend arts picks on our website, radioboston.org. And if you've got a pick you think we should know about, send us an email, radioboston@wbur.org, and please put weekend picks in the subject line.